The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
In this week's parasha, Parasha Eschaton, we find the parasha of Kriya Shema and the mitzvah to say Kriya Shema every morning and every evening. The Gemara in Masechtas Brachos, Adav Samach Aleph Amud Beis, brings the famous Maisa with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was teaching Torah Berabim at a time of Gzeiras Malchus, and because of that, the Goyim put Rabbi Akiva to death. And the Gemara tells us, B'shor shahaytzivus Rabbi Akiva l'hariga, at the time when they were taking Rabbi Akiva out to get killed, Rabbi Akiva's final moments, Zman Kriya Shema Yehoya, it was the Zman Kriya Shema, by Yusorkin es Besaray, and they were combing his skin, B'mistreka shel barzel, tremendously painful, a misa mishuna, by Yemekabal of El Malchus Shemayim. And he was saying Kriya Shema. He was being mekabel on himself, El Malchus Shemayim. Omru lo Talmidav. So the Talmidim said to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbeinu ad kan. Rabbeinu ad kan. Are you mechuyiv so far? So Rabbi Akiva answered them, Omru lehem, kol yomayiz mitzdar al posuk zeh. My whole life, I was pained by this posuk. B'chol nafshecha, afilu neiteles nishmascha, that a person is mechuyiv to love the Rabbeinu Shleilam, b'chol nafshecha, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away his neshama. Omarti, I said, I thought, I hoped, mosai yovi liyodeh v'kayimenu, when will I have an opportunity to mekayim this pasuk? V'achshu shebo liyodi, and now that I have this opportunity, loyakayimenu, Hayumarich be'echod, he was saying the word echod long, as one is mechuyev to go ahead and to be mayrich and to be misbein on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus on the shivur kiyim on the oretz on the dalat kanfei oretz ad sheyotza nishmosa be'echod, until his neshama left when he was saying the word echod. Yotza baskel v'omra ashrecher be'akiva sheyotza nishmoscha be'echot. The story is told that Reb Zelig Ruvein Bengis once asked Reb Chaim, what's the pshat in Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva? The Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, they asked Rabbi Akiva, ad kan, are you mechuyiv so much? Are you mechuyiv to go ahead and to say Kriya Shema now? L'chaira, the Talmidim's question needs a hesber. L'chaira, calls man a person who's alive, he's mechuyiv in mitzvahs. Rabbi Akiva, Godel Hador, Godel HaTzadoyim, it's the Zman Kriya Shema, it's his last opportunity to go ahead and to mekayim with the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So why was it that the Talmidim were so nispoil and so amazed that Rabbi Akiva was saying Kriya Shema at this point? Had they been amazed at Rabbi Akiva's presence of mind, that we'd understand. But the question at Khan seems that they were asking Rabbi Akiva, why are you saying Kriya Shema? Are you takin mechuyiv to say Kriya Shema at this moment? L'chaira, if Rabbi Akiva is still alive, he has the presence of mind, why should he not be mechuyiv to go ahead and say Kriya Shema? What is the question of the Talmidim that the Talmidim asked Ad Kan? So Reb Chaim told Reb Zelig Ruvein that Reb Baruch Ber has a geshmak of pshat in this Gemara. Go ask Reb Baruch Ber. So Reb Zelig Ruvein asked Reb Baruch Ber, and Reb Baruch Ber told him the following unbelievable machshava. The Talmidim's question to Rabbi Akiva was as follows. Rabbi Akiva was now being taken out to die on Kiddush Shem Shemayim. It's Rabbi Akiva's final moments in Olam Hazeh. Now, we know that there's a klal, Oisik b'mitzvah potam na mitzvah. A person who's involved in one mitzvah is not required, and in many cases not allowed, to stop the mitzvah that he's doing, to start getting busy, busying himself with another mitzvah. So the question that Talmidim answer Rabbi Akiva is, right now you're being killed on Kiddush Ein Shemayim. Right now your machshavas should be on being meiser nefesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kedusha v'tayra. You should be thinking about the bracha which a person has to make if he's killed on Kiddush Ein Shemayim. The Shlo HaKadosh says that there's a chi of bracha. And the question that Talmidim answer Rabbi Akiva was, Ad Kan, are you taka mechuyev in kriyash for now? L'chayra, it would be better. Isik b'mitzvah, paltim b'na mitzvah. Your mind should be focused on being mekadesh em shemayim. That was the Talmidim's question, Ad Kan. What was the terence? So what did Rabbi Akiva answer? Zokr baruch ber. That the Talmidim answered, the Rabbi Akiva answered Talmidim with a tremendous, tremendous yisayit. It's not the pshat that there are two mitzvahs. One mitzvah of Kiddush Ein Shemayim and another mitzvah of the mitzvahs asei d'oraisa to say over Kriya Shema. The mitzvahs asei d'oraisa of Kriya Shema, the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim of Kriya Shema, and the mitzvah of Kiddush Ein Shemayim is one of the same. It's the Kabbalah to go ahead, to give everything for the glory, for the sake, for the Kfayit Shemayim. And when a person says Kriya Shema, he's be'etzem being mekabel on himself, Kiddush Ein Shemayim, under any circumstances, to live al Kiddush Ein Shemayim, to die al Kiddush Ein Shemayim, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema and the mitzvah of Kiddush Ein Shemayim is one and the same. It's the same mitzvah. So therefore, oisik b'mitzvah pakater mitzvah cannot make me potter from Kriya Shema, but fakert. The Kiddush Ein Shemayim that Rabbi Akiva was about to give up his life al Kiddush Ein Shemayim was part and parcel of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And if you think about it, that's exactly what Rabbi Akiva told Talmidim. Amar lahem kol yomei hayisi mitzara al pasuk zeh b'chol nafshecha afilu neitles nafshecha. He didn't mean when he was being marv v'sedra. He meant twice a day. When he said the pasuk b'chol nafshecha, when he said the pasuk b'chol nafshecha with a zah, his masters giving over to the Rebbeinu Shloim, that he felt with every fiber of his being, that afilu neidlas nafshecha, that was the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim Rabbi Akiva. And every single day when Rabbi Akiva said b'chol nafshecha, Rabbi Akiva was being picturing in his mind and making the Kabbalah to be Moshe Nefesh al Kiddush Ein Shemayim. And therefore he said, V'akta Shabbat Liyodi Layak Hamenu. Now, when my Kriya Shema and my Kiddush Ein Shemayim, which is one and the same, the Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim, until Nisa, the Kiddush Ein Shemayim, B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Ma'idecha, Afilu Neitles Nafshecha, B'chol Yitzrecha, T'mishabit the Mamed, all for Kiddush Ein Shemayim, it's one and the same. And therefore, Isaac b'mitzvah, potter b'na mitzvah, does not patter a person from saying Kriya Shema while he's doing Isaac in the mitzvah of Kiddush Ein Shemayim, because in truth, the two mitzvahs are one and the same mitzvah. In the Sefer Avi Ezri, the first shtickle, Rav Shach, in Hilchos Kriya Shema, he asks an apparent steer of the Rambam. The Rambam, in Hilchos Kriya Shema, he starts off, Pamayim b'chol yom kayim Kriya Shema. Twice a day, a person must say Kriya Shema be'erev u'b'boker. Shenara b'shoch b'chol kumecha. This is a mitzvah that say the Raisa, to say Kriya Shema twice a day. U'mahu kari, what is he laying? Sholosh parashas eilu, the following three parashas. Shema v'yom shemaya v'yomer. And the Rambam goes on to say that you say Shema before Vayim Shemaya, because Shema has the Tzivay al Yichud Hashem, the Tzivay al Avas Hashem, the Tzivay of Liman HaTorah, which is the Iker Godol Shakel Toloiboy. So that parasha comes first. Vayim Shemaya comes second, because that is a Kabbalah of Shar Mitzvahs. Then comes Tzitzis, because it has the Zechiro Kol HaMitzvahs, and also it contains the parasha of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The mashmois of the Rambam is that all these three parashas are the Raisa. Ukriyas Shol is Parashis Elal Seder Zeh He Had Nikras Kriyashna. The Rabbi of Firzais, that reading these three parashas in this order is considered to be Kriyashna. The Hainu, that the parashas Mashmoyis the Rambam is that all three parashas are Daraisa. There are some Rishayim hold on the Pasuk Rishon is Daraisa. Not many Rishayim hold Parasha Rishon is Daraisa. And the Rambam seems to hold that all three parashas are Daraisa. The Rambam, in Perik Beis, Halach Yer Aleph, the Rambam says like this, HaKerilam Afreya Lo Yotza, so who lays Kriyashma backwards is not Yotze. Ha-Medvar Mamurim B'Seder HaPsukim, that's if he lays the Psukim backwards. Avalam Hikta Parashah L'Parashah, if he lays the Parashahs out of order, Aval Pishayin Rashai, even though he's not allowed to, Ani Oymer Sheyotza, the Rambam says it seems to me that he's Yotze. L'fi Sheyin Asmucha L'Abateir, since the parashas are not close to each other in the Torah, the three parashas in the Torah are not printed back to back. Shemazah v'eschanon, volume Shemoyah is in Ekev, Vayomer is in Shlach. So since the parashas are not smucha the parasha, so therefore the Rambam says a svara that v'hoyu advar ma'ela, that we learn out that it has to be kaviyosan, that you can't read backwards, is only going to say there are psukim, or the words, but the parashas can be said out of order. That's the Rambam says, Masari, doesn't mean a Gemara yearly. And again, Rav Shach says, the Mashmois is that all three parashas and the Seder three parashas are Daraisa. The Goyin Shulchan Aruch learns that the reason why the Seder parashas is Na Ma'akev is because the second parasha, the Goyin says, only the Kodesh Hacham, it's only in the Rabbanim. So because it's only the Rabbanan, so in Mela, if one lays first and second parasha, then the first parasha, there's no such thing as the first before the second before the first, because of the right, so only have to lay the first, and the second's not part of Kriyishma. So therefore, you're always in order whenever you lay the first parasha. And Chazal, we're not in the second, so vait, that their takonas aseda should be ma'akif. But the Rambam is not mashed like that. The Rambam is mashed that he needs his new svara of Enes Mukhala B'Teira. And the Havana Sa'inyan is, because the Rambam understands that all three parashas are the Raisa. The Seder HaParashas are the Raisa. And since the Seder HaParashas are the Raisa, so Memela, there was a Havamina, that they have to be laid in this order. On that, the Rambam says that, no, since they're not written back to back in the Torah, the Seder is not Ma'akif. But I'll compile Mahanagela in your name. The Shitza Rambam seems to be that all three parishes are Daraisa. The problem is that the Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, the Rambam's like this, Hoya Yoshan, if he was sleeping, falling asleep, or he was sleeping, Mitzaren Oysay, Umi'irin Oysay, and Shikr Pos Grishan. We wake him up, and we force him to say the Pos Grishan. He has Mitzay Daraisa. Mikan Ve'elech, in Onsosay Shina, from here on in, if he is sleeping, if he has an oinus shina, ein mitzdar noisei. We don't bother him further. So the shaila is, if all three parts are deraisa, so what's the pshat that once he said the first parish, the first pasuk, and after that, we're not mitzarim? L'chari mitzay deraisa, to lay three parishes of Kriyishma, so how can we go ahead and let him miss his future parishes? So Rav Shach says a Meir Diki Yisoid. Rav Shach says like this. The mitzvah of Kriyishma is Kabbalah Salam Al-Khashma. The mitzvah of Kriyishma is for a person to go ahead, recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the manig, and to put himself in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rishus, so to say, to Mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, to recognize that he's meshubed to the Rebbeinu Shlom in his pe'ula, and to find himself comfortable in the hanhaga, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manikim. That's the mitzvah of Kriyishma. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the Achdus, the Yichud, the Kabbalas Eil Malchus Shemayim, that's the mitzvah of Kriyishma. But if a person is going to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and then walk out of shul, so what did he say? You mekabel al malchus Shemayim? It's like luft. It's in thin air. What's the commitment? you have to go ahead and you have to fear us. You have to say what you've committed yourself to because of your Kabbalah's Malach HaShemayim. You have to go ahead and commit yourself. And you commit yourself. You commit yourself, like the Rambam says, to Avosai. You commit yourself to Talmudai, to learn Torah. You mishabed yourself to mekayim all the mitzvahs, like it says in the parashah of Shemaya. You mekabel to go ahead where tzitzis, which will remind you of the mitzvahs. And you remind yourself of Yetzias Mitzrayim, where all these musagim were recognized clearly by the entire Kalal Yisrael with a tremendous amount of clarity. And all the subsequent laning, it enhances the Pasuk Rishon, and it shows seriousness to the Pasuk Rishon. Therefore, Zokta Ramban, if a person is wide awake and he doesn't have an oinus, and all he says is Pasuk Rishon, he's not Yetzer. But if a person falls asleep after the first Pasuk, he has an oinus, so therefore he's not lacking in his Kabbalah Solmach HaShemayim, and therefore we do not have to go ahead and wake him up. And the Rav Shach says that this is pshat in Rabbeinu Menayach. Rabbeinu Menayach says on this Rambam of Oines Shina, he says, Hu adin Oines Acher. He says the same Allah would apply if a person is different Oines. Why he cannot complete Kriyishma? L'chaira, if the pshat in the Rambam was the only possible Kriyishma is the Raisa, so then what do you mean Hu adin Oines Acher? L'chaira, nothing to do with an Oines Acher. L'chaira, he's the reason why you don't wake him up because he's the kind of Mr. Deraisa. We don't wake him up from Mr. Rabbanon. The Terence is Fakat, Dr. Shach. That really the all three parts are Deraisa. But the Oinus Shina is not a stira to the, make the first, the reason why you need the subsequent Sukkah of Parashas is to bring out the seriousness and the commitment of the first Pasuk. So Mamela, if you're in an environment where you have an Oinus, where you said the first Pasuk, then you have an Oinus, so that would be enough. You would have thought maybe Oines Shina. That Rabbeinu Menayach says, what an Oines Acher? A different Oines is also good enough to go ahead and to make that your commitment should not be, that should not be a historic commitment that you didn't fear ice. And he brings the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says that Rav asked Rav Chia, is Rebbe Mekabel, Lechazin LeRebbe Mekabel, Asa El Malchus Shemayim? Rav asked Rav Chia, when does Rebbe say Kriyat Shema? L'chaira, Rebbe used to say a drasha from before the Tchilas Hazman in the morning until after the Seizra on Kriyat Shema. And the Shaila, which Rav asked Rav Chia is, he's darshting. I don't see klal uklal that he is being mekabel on himself. O Malka Shraim, I don't see he saying Kriyat Shema. So Rav Chia told him, B'shosha Mavri Yodav Al Ponav, when he puts his hand over his face, Mekabel of Ol Malchus Shemayim, a slight break in the shear, he puts his hand in front of his face, that's when he says Kriyat Shema. And then the Gemara asks, Chayz of a Geimra, Eina Chayz of a Geimra, what happens after the Drosha, after this Zman Kriyat Shema? Does he go ahead and complete Kriyat Shema later on, L'chaira after this Zman Kriyat Shema? And the Gemara says that since Rebbe and these big drashas would always say something which mentioning Tzias Mitzrayim, so that would be mashma that he is not Chayz of a Geimra. Rakapar says he was Chayz of a Geimra, but he wanted to say over Tzias Mitzrayim within this man Kriya Shema. So L'chaira, the whole thing is a Hesper. If you hold all three parashas of the Raisa, so then why is Rebbe only saying one pasuk? And what's going to be enhanced by the Chayz of a Geimra after the Zman Kriyat Shema, according to the Man D'Yamar who holds that's Chayz of a Geimra? What's the whole Shach Matari over here? So Zokr Shach, it's very Geshmak. The Pshat is that we had Rebbe over here Oinus. The Oinus was Oinus Talmud Torah, the Rabbi Paskin, and that's called an Oinus. Since that's called an Oinus, so Mela, once he says Pasuk Rishon, he makes the commitment. The fact that he didn't fear Oinus the commitment, that's not a stira in his Kabbal's Omal HaShemayim. And even though all three parts are the Raisa, but the Pshat is that only the Raisa to enhance the commitment of the Pasuk Rishon. And since Rebbe had a Oinus Talmud Torah, the Ram, so that patted him from saying the rest. It wasn't a chesaron in his kabbalas malchus shemayim. And that's the discussion of the Gemara. The discussion of the Gemara is whether chayzer v'gaimra, whether after the zman kriya shema, he had to go ahead and say the rest of kriya shema, and that would enhance his commitment, or that there was no point since lamaisa it is after the zman kriya shema. And that's the shaila. Chayzer v'gaimra v'ein chayzer v'gaimra. The shaila is that the commitment that was made b'shah and shas and einus of Talmud Torah and the Rabbim, does that commitment need the recitation of the rest of Shema after the Zman Kriya Shema in order to go ahead and to reinforce that earlier commitment or not? We hold the halacha that all three parashas have to be said during the Zman Kriya Shema. But Rav Shach for Zoysvo Iker, Shema Iker Hadover, the Iker Hadover is Kriya Shema's Pasuk Rishon. The Iker of Kriya Shema's Pasuk Rishon, Sheyesh B'Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. El Tzorich Sheyemar Kol HaSholosh Parashas, you have to go ahead and say over all three parashas. Sheyesh Lo Malok Al HaKabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. That we have to say over on what is the Kabbal, the Ol Malchus Shemayim. And Alvan Kain, am I your Oynis? If you have an Oynis, you can be Yates of Pasuk Rishon. And also, if the Kriya of the second parashas was Shalai B'Kavana, it was a Shtikl Derech Misasek, so then B'Chai Gavna, one could be Yates of the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema. The Rambam, the Shach goes weiter, and he says that maybe he wants to learn up later in the Rambam that even after the person is sleeping, you have to make him at least say the words of the other parashas in half asleep. But again, Rav Shach stays by this yisoid, and that's the Pshat Rebbe, that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, like we learned, is the Pasuk Rishon. That's the Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. That's the Kiddushim Shemayim that Rav Baruch Ber was talking about. But what's the Pratim? The Pratim are Chol Nafshecha. The Pratim are Kabbalas Mitzvahs. The Pratim are Zechiras HaMitzvahs. That's all began the Pratim. But the mitzvah is the Kabbalah. The mitzvah is that Kabbalah. The mitzvah is that commitment. The commitment, the Kiddush Shem Shemayim, to live on Kiddush Hashem, and to die on Kiddush Hashem, that is the Heftza of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Now, we mentioned earlier, or throughout the entire shir, actually, that the Pasuk Rishon of Kriya Shema is a Pasuk of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Not only are we being masked the Yichud Hashem and the Metzias Hashem, but Mitzidenu is a Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Now the question is, where in the Pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad do we find the Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim? So there's a piece in Halicha Shlema in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Hey. But before we say what Rav Shlema Zalman says, a word of introduction. The Pasuk says, "Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Yitzeisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beis avodim." The Ramban learns up that when Klal Yisrael was taken out of Mitzrayim through Yitzias Mitzrayim, two things happened. The first thing happened was that Klal Yisrael learned once and for all, clearly and unequivocally, whom the Rabbanu Shlom is. Second of all, they were recipients of a tremendous chesed from the Rabbanu Shlom, and therefore, as a return for that chesed, they are mishubed once and forever to the Rabbanu Shlom. And the pasuk, "Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Yitzeisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beis avodim." The Ramban says that you have to read the pasuk like two different psukim. "Anochi Hashem, Asher Yitzeisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim." I am Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim. Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Adon HaKol, Hayahayve V'yeh. That is the Shem of Havaya, that is the Shem Hashem. Anochi Hashem, Asher Yitzeisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael saw clearly and unequivocally whom the Rabbeinu Shleilam is. Anochi Hashem, Asher Yitzeisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Then there's another pasuk. Anochi Elokecha, Asher Yitzeisicha me'beis avodim. Elokecha means your Rabbeinu Shleilam, your God, Elokeinu, our Rabbeinu Shleilam. Our Rabbeinu Shleilam means the one who did Tevis to us, the ones we are mishubatu. Andreiche alekecha, asher etzei sicha mi beis avodim. You read the pasuk letzadim. You read the pasuk as if it was two different pasukim. We say in benching also, asher etzei sanu Hashem alekeinu mi eretz Mitzrayim ufti sanu mi beis avodim. The Hashem is going on the Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Elikenu is going on the base Avodim. The first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, Zokar Shleim Zalman, you read it like this: Shema Yisrael, Hashem Shehu Elikenu. Hashem Elikenu is a statement by itself. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch says that when a person says Shema, so he has to go ahead and make two afsakas. After the word Shema Yisrael, he stops. And after the word Hashem Elokeinu, he stops. So, he brings down at the bottom, the Orchas Halacha, he brings down that L'chaira, Shema Yisrael, we understand. Shema Yisrael, listen to Shema Yisrael. What am I telling you? Hashem Shehu Elokeinu, Hu Hashem Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Elokeinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Shehu Elokeinu, is Hashem Echad. L'chaira, it reads much better without the comma. There should not be a comma between Elokeinu and Hashem Echad. Because Shema Yisrael, Hashem Shehu Elokeinu, he is Hashem Echad. What's that comma? What's that hefsek? Zogr Shleim Zalman, that is the pshat. Because the Hashem Elokeinu is a statement by itself. Hashem Elokeinu is the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Hashem Elokeinu is that statement of fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokeinu. We are Meshubid to Him. We are recipients of Zatava. And therefore, we are totally Meshubid to do what He wants and to be Meisar and Haggah to Him. The words Hashem Elokeinu is the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. And therefore, if one does not stop between Elokeinu and Hashem, all he said is, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Shehu Elokeinu is Hashem Echad. But we want to make two statements. One is Hashem is Elokeinu. And then, after we've established Hashem is Elokeinu, then we say Hashem Echad. We say that Elokeinu is HaKadosh, is the Yichud Hashem, is Hashem Echad, is the Yichud Hashem. And that's why that comma is so important. Hashem Elokeinu is a freestanding statement, and therefore, since it is a freestanding statement, so therefore we read Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, that's the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Then we stop, pause for a second, and then we go Vaita, Hashem Echad, that is that El Hashem, who we already has established as Elokeinu, that Hashem is Echad. That's where the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim is. To go one more halacha over in Elisha Shlema, he tightens up the pasuk. Baruch Shem Kved Malchusay La'el Avod. What does it mean? Baruch Shem Kved Malchusay La'el Avod. So he brings down something very interesting. We find two places in Tanakh where we talk about Shem Kvedecha. There's a pasuk in Nehemiah and a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk in Nehemiah, Perek Tes, pasuk Hey. The pasuk says like this: The Yivar Kumu Baruchus Hashem Lekechem Min Ha'olam Vad Ha'olam. The Yivarchu Shem Kivaydecha Umiroimam Al Kol Bracha Usila. The Yivarchu Shem Kivaydecha Umiroimam Al Kol Bracha Usila. And then the pasuk goes on to say the psukim that we say in Shachris. Atu levata hu Hashem levadecha asher sisa shemayim shmei shemayim chol tzavom haaretz v'cha shaleo hayam v'cha shrebehem v'ata mechayes kulu mitzvah shemayim chol mishtachvim atu hu elikim asher b'charet v'avram v'yitzei samir kazdin v'samta shmei avram u'matzos es lovo v'idemun lufonecha v'chori shmei abris los es eretz akdani achite emeri prizi v'uzi goshi los lazar toks v'ak tzadikot etc., etc. So the Malbim over here says, what does it mean, v'yivorchu shem kivaydecha? U'mirim al kol bracho sila. He says like this. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be'etzem, we cannot be Meshabeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. We cannot be Meshabeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly because we don't understand who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. The essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden from mankind, is hidden from the entire Bria. However, one chelik, one aspect of the Rebbeinu Shel Mikami Meshabeach, and that's the aspect that we see, that the aspect that we are marish. Shem Kivaydecha, Zok the Malbim, is the shame is the Hanhaga. Whenever we say shame, many taich, Ata Kodesh, the Shimcha Kodesh. Shimcha Kodesh is the Hanhaga. Shimcha Kodesh is the way we perceive the Rebbeinu Shel in the Bria. The way we perceive the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and the Bria, that is the shame. Shame Kivaydecha refers to the shame that we have the ability to go ahead and to be mechabed. It's the aspect of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and the Bria that we see and we are able to perceive. The Yevorchu Shame Kivaydecha, we give bracha to the anhag of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the shame which we are able to give cover to because of our perception, and we remember at the same time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meroima Malkol Bracha V'Sehila, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence is above Bracha and Sehila, that's something that we cannot possibly be Masig, it's something that we possibly cannot fathom, and we can't even praise. The brachas on Shem Kivaydecha, what we see, what we perceive. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence is Meroim HaMalkol Bracha V'Sehila. And then it goes on to say that there are three ways in which a human being can perceive a Me'ein de Me'ein of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first is through the Bria. Through the Bria. The Etzem Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atu Hashem Ilvadecha Ato Sises Ashamayim Shreshmayim Chotzavom, the Kol Yochol Kite of the Bria. The second Nekuda is the Kol Yochol Kite of the Kiyam HaBria. V'ata Mechayes Kulam. And thirdly, through the Ashkocha Protis, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Tzadikim, and that's where we go vayit and say, Ato Hashem Elokim Hashem Bechartam Avrom, V'itzeis V'irkazdam V'santash May Avrom, V'chores May Abris, etc., etc. Basically, we can only praise what we perceive. We only perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Bria, through the Kiyam HaBria, through the Ashkocha Protest, which he gives to Tzadikim. And that's, we bevorach Hu Shem Kvaydecha, Baruch Shem Kvayd Malchusay La'oyel Voed, we are bimishabeach, the Kvayd Malchus, what we perceive of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that is what it is, that we are Mishabeach, and therefore, to read inside, Shon Mevorach HaShem, we tell the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that we are being Mevorach HaShem, but there's a limit. What we as human beings can do, we can only be Mevorach Kfeid Malchusay, Lofi HaMizgal Olonu Adei Kfeid Malchusay, but the essence, that we cannot go ahead and be Mishabeach, Baruch, we're being Mishabeach, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence, but rather we're being Mishabeach, what we perceive, that's Shem Kveid Malchusay La'ilam Ved. In Tehillim, the Pasuk says, Uvaruch Shem Kveidai. Uvaruch Shem Kveidai Li'ilam, Uvaruch Kveidai is called Aretz, Amen V'Amen. So over here, the Mitzvah says that Shem Kveidai means Shem Haroi L'Kveidai. That we give bracha to Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is roi l'chvaydei. That, Rishlaim Zalman says, is not the taitz of Baruch Shem Kvayd Malchusay, because first of all, we're saying Baruch Hashem, because the point is on the shame itself. Kvaydei means haroi l'chavdei, and the word Malchusay would not fill in well. So therefore, Rishlaim Zalman says that the pshat is like the pasuk in Nehemiah, Kvayd Malchusay. Mi Shein Kvayd Malchusay means the way we perceive the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Ramat Tisyo, in a Shmuz, a Yom Kippur Shmuz, he says a different pshat. He says, Kvayd Malchusay is the Hanhaga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Kulay Tov. A person gives proper Kavod to a Melech when he perceives the benevolence of the Melech. Kvayd Malchusay refers to the feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tov through and through, there is no dayan ha'emes, the hanhaga of la'asid lavai, where one understands all the cheshbainis of the Rebbeinu Shlom. Baruch Shein Kfein Malchusay Ha'olam Vo'ed means that we thank, we acknowledge, we recognize the entire hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tov and nothing else. And that we say quietly. La'olam Vo'ed. In this world, we cannot go ahead and recognize the total Hatov of the Rebbeinu Shlom. In this world, Dayana Emes and Atova Meitiv are two different brachas. La'asid Lavai, V'hoya Hashem L'melech HaKol Oretz, V'yeyim Ahu Yiyah Hashem Echad U'Shmei Echad. Everything will be Atova Meitiv. There will not be any Dayana Emes, V'yeyim Ahu Yiyah Hashem Echad U'Shmei Echad, that Baruch Shem Kvein Malchusay La'ayla Vod. La'ayla Vod, when Mashiach comes, will be able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu on all Hatova, only on Hatova, because that will be our perception. Meanwhile, we have to go ahead. The Baruch Shein Kvein Malchusay, which comes after the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, Zotra Matisyo, is recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is Tev. We're saying that even though we don't understand, but it's Kol Kulay Tev, we say it quietly because we don't feel with our hearts what we're saying. In the Beis HaMikdash, which there was clarity, they said it out loud. Yom Kippur, we have a Me'ein Malachi Asharis. Malachi Asharis have clarity, and therefore they say it out loud. Yaakovinu B'Shas B'Tirosai, he had that Hargosha. But Al Kaponim, just the Chazer, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Eloikeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem Eloikeinu means... Hashem Elokeinu means that Hashem Shehu Elokeinu, it's a statement by itself. That's the Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim. And then we say that that Hashem is Hashem Echad. Baruch Shein Kvein Malchusay L'Olam Voed, according to the Rosh Hashanah Mezalman, is we're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're limited in our praise to what we perceive, but avad, it is much, much more out there. But we can only mishabeach what we perceive. And according to Ramatisio, it's an acknowledgement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas are kulay tov, although in this world we do not understand it and we do not perceive it as such. One more important halacha. Shlomo Zalman brings down over here, brings from Kiva Eger, that if one says Shema, the Kavana is Ma'akav Pasuk Rishon, even if one does not know exactly what each word means, but the concept he knows, he understands he's giving Kavana himself on Malchus Shemayim, he understands that he's recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, he's recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malchus Hashem, the Metzias Hashem, the Yichud Hashem, and he's putting himself in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga, and being mekabel on himself to do a Kadosh Baruch Hu's will, although he doesn't know the exact translation, word for word, of what he's saying, that is still considered to be kavanah pirush hamilas, and he's still engaged in the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.